In the sutras, Buddha says, if you have only effort, you have all dharmas. But if you have only laziness, you have nothing. This simple verse is both powerful encouragement and a cautionary tale. It's encouraging because it helps us to understand that whatever obstacles we may feel we have, if we have effort, we will overcome all of those obstacles. What it means is someone might have seemingly little merit, not a very sharp mind, not a retentive memory, little aptitude to spiritual practice and understanding and so forth. But if they have effort, they will gain all of the qualities of a sincere spiritual practitioner and all the realizations, ultimately, of a bodhisattva and a Buddha. But if you have only laziness, you have nothing, means that someone might seemingly have incredible favorable conditions, very obviously positive karma ripening. They may find it easy to understand and remember the various instructions and texts of Dharma. They might find it very comfortable to learn all of the different rituals and mantras and prayers. But if they have laziness, in the end, they will gain no realizations. So effort is key. But what exactly is effort? It's very important to understand that effort is not exertion, hard work, pushing, trying, exerting energy. Though, of course, exerting energy will come from effort. But what is effort? Effort is a mind, a virtuous mental factor. In his book, How to Understand the Mind, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche explains effort. He says, the definition of effort is a mental factor that makes its primary mind delight in virtue. So effort is a mind that loves virtue, that loves kindness, that loves love, that loves compassion, that loves benefiting others, that loves praying for others. It's a mind that enjoys a spiritual way of being. If we have the mind that enjoys a spiritual way of being, whatever other obstacles we may struggle with, we will overcome them all. But if we have all these good qualities seemingly, but we don't really enjoy our practice, eventually we will get bored of it. Now, as Venerable Geshe goes on to say, once we have decided which tradition to follow and which practices to do, we should engage in them wholeheartedly with a joyful mind. This is the power of joy. Whenever we are listening to Dharma teachings, reading Dharma books, reciting prayers, contemplating or meditating, we should do so with a light and happy mind, like a child at play. If we enjoy a practice, we will naturally have enthusiasm for it. So within our Buddhist tradition, we have the story of Lamchung, who had many obstacles. He was renowned for being the least intelligent person alive during Buddha's lifetime. He found it impossible to remember any lessons at school, so the school sent him home. His parents sent him to a Brahmin school to learn some rituals, some Vedas, but he couldn't remember anything. Eventually, they sent him to live with his older brother, a Buddhist monk, an abbot in a monastery, where there was a rule. They had to memorize at least one verse of Dharma, and try as he might, Lamchung couldn't memorize. Eventually, his brother had to expel him, even from the monastery. Having observed all of this, Buddha met him as Lamchung was tearfully leaving the monastery, feeling hopeless and helpless. And Buddha offered him a position. Would you like to sweep the temple? And Lamchung happily and humbly swept the temple. He swept all the dirt from the left side of the temple, and it reappeared on the right side. And he swept all the dirt from the right side, and it reappeared on the left side. Now, many of us in that situation would become frustrated. Maybe we would throw down our broom in fury that it's pointless and it's not working. Or maybe we would think it's demeaning to be doing such a menial task. But not Lam Chung. With a faithful mind, he was delighted that Buddha had offered him an opportunity. And so he swept and he swept and he said the few words that Buddha had encouraged him to say and reflect on as he swept. And simply through his joyful, humble engagement in this simple practice, finally he gained a direct realization of emptiness. With effort, with a joyful mind, with a mind that is like a child at play, happily, without entitlement, expecting great results, but happily engaging and creating causes, that mind, sooner or later, will arrive at all the realizations. The lazy, proud mind that feels entitled and expects realizations, in the end, will achieve nothing.